It is in the spirit of simplicity that the story of Christ's birth breaks into our busy lives, striving for attention in this, the year of our Lord, 2017 years after Mary carries Jesus into the world in a cave-like stable, accompanied by her husband, Joseph, animals, shepherds, the meek and lowly creatures of the earth. The world swirls around them then, as it does around us now, as we're in this space carved out for new births, as much, if not more, than has occurred on the first Christmas day so many years ago in a town called Bethlehem. For as expectant Mary and Joseph are sequestered some distance from the inn, too full to accommodate them, so are we set apart from the world briefly here in this sanctuary, that we may joyfully experience the birth of God among us and in us, in holy communion, as heaven and earth are bridged by a love so strong as to reconcile all things once estranged. There is not one thing inconsequential in the story of Jesus' birth. When the inn is full and the Holy Family is relegated to the stable area, that rejection opens countless opportunities for us and the whole world to receive God and His love. Our hearts and those of people everywhere become the way God enters the world again and again. Not once, but many times throughout our lives, the Holy Spirit bringing us through darkness into the light of Christ, time and time again. Just as that tomb, Easter morning, cannot contain the risen Christ, neither can December 25th hold Christmas captive. This is the deep wonder of Christmas, that the birth of Christ is not confined to a single day of the year or any one place, but freely knocks at the threshold of our being and asks gently, "May I enter your life today and enliven you forever?" Back in the days of my living in Connecticut, there's a popular diner, Barkhamsted, little town, where behind the counter hangs a smallish sign in a very plain frame. It caught my eye one day and it stays with me about every day. It reads simply, "Every day is a holiday." Christmas lives every day. God asks continually, "May I be born in you today, that I may be born by you in the world, so that together we may carry love to full term and see it manifest in every heart until there is peace throughout the world." There is only one response on this holy day, and every day to come, tomorrow and thereafter. Say yes to God. Say yes to love always and be filled with all joy and blessing and opening your heart, opening your life to the wonder of Christ in us and among us. Celebrate this day, this holiday, knowing that God makes every day holy through Christ, born to set us free in Him and with Him. Merry Christmas. Amen.